I'm not going to a camp. I'm going to a federal facility with murderers and child molesters. And while I knew that was going to be part of it, I didn't realize how bad the facilities would be as well. Hazleton, we were housed with biological men where they're not even like, they don't even look like women. They all have violent sexual charges, ones that make you think, I mean, some people won't agree with this, but ones that make you think, how is this person even here without getting the death penalty? They just atrocious charges, and they, well, there was one man was in there that was in for buying and selling a 9-year-old girl in a sex ring. There was another one that was a woman that she was actually in there for kidnapping Amish children and sewing them together in their private part of their body and then dumping them into a Walmart parking lot. They called her 300, not because she was 300 pounds, but because she got 300 years. And a lot of the people aren't like that. There's a lot of normal people in prison. We have the most people imprisoned out of the whole world. It's out of control. It's not just political protesters. This was just in our face, and I think maybe a little bit more rampant than what we're used to. Well, a lot worse than what we're used to seeing. But there's still a lot of people that are just, they're in there for gun charges or drug charges that are literally ghost charges where there was no hard evidence against them, and yet they're sitting in prison. There's a lot of those kind of cases as well. There's a lot of good people in there. There's a lot of bad people in there as well. And so the facility I was in was run like a higher security prison. We're locked down all the time. By 8:30 at night, we were locked in a cell. We didn't get out till at least 6:30 in the morning. I had to share a cell with, everybody always had a cellmate. And so like I was forced to house with a child molester, with somebody who was in for the second time. The first time was drugs, but the second time was murder. I was forced to house with a woman that was in for arson on a church who was clearly crazy, threatened me with a lock, which is used as a weapon in prison because if you put a lock in a sock, you can beat somebody with it, and it's a pretty dangerous weapon. And that's how I lived for over a year. And then with the fear of if they house me with a male, to get out of that, I would be put in the shoe. And there were women in there that I knew that had been abused by the men that were being housed in there pretending to be women. And nobody was doing anything about it. And I stood in an office with officers there, like, if I give you information, can you do something about these men? Because I don't care if I'm going to be a snitch, if it's on biological men, I'll tell you everything about them. I'll go get all the information. You can bust them. You can look at them on a camera somewhere and do something about it. And even though they were provided with information, they never did anything about the biological men in there. A lot of the officers were scared to lose their jobs or are scared of getting hit with discrimination charges. And I think the answer to that is we'll do nothing. We'll sell our soul for a paycheck and let women be abused. And that was really scary. In fact, it went so far that at one point I was in there with a few other January 6 women, and one of them, well, a couple of us had reported things to SIS, which is their investigative service, about what the biological men were doing in there. And what SIS did, instead of doing something about the situation, was call the men into an office and then give out names of people that had reported them. And so one of the men came out of the office looking for Williams. Who's Williams? Who's Williams? Yeah, Riley Williams was one of the other January 6 defendants I was in with. And why would they do that? You know, my mind is still blown. Why? Why would they give out what is supposed to be anonymous names to men who are in for violent charges against women, elderly, and children? It doesn't make any sense to me, but that's how we had to live. And it wasn't just that, but it was the roofs that leaked and caused mold issues. And I'm not just talking a little bit of leaking. I'm talking like in the video visit room, I sat in there one time and the ceiling tiles were falling down beside me when it was raining and there was a flood going across the floor. I'm talking roofs that leak so bad that the sewage backed up, raw sewage backed up into Shelley Stallings, who's another January 6th defendant, into her cell where she's like, she can't walk on the floor in her cell. And she rings the emergency buzzer to get out. And the officer's response to that is, if you ring that buzzer again, you're going to the shoe tonight. So she slept in a cell with the floor covered in raw sewage. Women set up trash cans to catch the water coming in through the ceilings. And, not just that, but the lack of medical care. Why are men getting estrogen shots and middle-aged women can't get estrogen? Why are women's teeth getting so bad in there that they won't fill them and they won't give them dental care until it's so bad that they can only pull the teeth? Why did Shelly go in with breast cancer and then she had to fight to get breast cancer treatments and she just wasn't treated even though she showed up with medication? That's how bad the medical is there. And we found out that they're getting $55,000 per inmate. And so just at that one female facility in West Virginia, not counting the men's facilities around that one, they're getting over $25 million a year for inmates. And they can't even provide structures that are secure and not falling in. And I get it that it's prison, but should we not have to house them properly and feed them properly and give them adequate medical? And this is one of the things I've had to repent of because, before I was the type of person that said, give them a Bible and a bed. What more do they need? But then after experiencing this and experiencing the abuses, I've had to repent of that because this is America, and we need to treat people humanely. It's incredible what's happening. And we have to start asking ourselves, how is this happening? What can we do about it? And where is our tax money going? Where's our tax money going? Who's getting rich off this? Somebody's making a bunch of money. And it's at our expense, it's our paychecks. Money they're stealing to abuse people, and it's probably why there's so many people sitting in prison because it's become a money-making racket. That's what it is. It makes them money, and they don't rehabilitate people, and then they just keep coming in the system and coming in the system, making more money and more money and more money, and it's ripping apart the foundation of our country, ripping apart families, which then destroys the country even further. If they just put my name in rachelpowell.com or .org, I have a website with a link that will go there, and that's really the easiest way is just to know my name again. So I'm just back on Facebook. I'm just back on Instagram. I said I would never go back to those platforms again because they gave me the boot before I had even turned myself in. I was like, I'm never going back. Never gonna do it. And yet here I am, like literally just this month, I'm back on those. So they can find me there. And I'm gonna start making some videos. And so they'll be able to find me on YouTube and Rumble. I journaled my whole year in prison. Every single day I wrote down, I journaled. And so as I start typing out my journaling paperwork, I'll probably be making videos and sharing my experiences there. So people really might want to find me because it should be interesting and eye-opening for them. And as I go through my paperwork as well, I got all my legal documents sent back from prison. And so I have a lot of forms that I filed that I'll be able to prove that the BOP is not doing what it should, that they are interfering with the the grievance process. And you know, anybody out there that really cares, they really want to know what's going on in the BOP, find me, follow me, because I'll be sharing that information as I go through it. And it's going to be slow going because there's just so much. And, you know, I am going to be moving again. And, you know, just there's life and work to be done. But I'm going to go through it and share.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.